Welcome back to the Joe Carey Show. We have Dan Schilling on with us. He is the author of Alone at Dawn, the story of John Chapman, a Medal of Honor recipient. And Dan, is there a site or a place people go to learn more about the book or learn more about this story that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to danschillingbooks.com, it's all one word, just like it's spelled on there. There's an S-C-H. You can go front and center on my webpage is John's book, the video that I produced and created for chronicling his events, which is comprised solely of CIA Predator drone footage and Air Force AC-130 gunship footage. But they can pick up a lot of information there, and really hoping people can pick this up, because this book is not a military book. This is a book for Americans, and this is a book for Americans who understand the value of the selflessness that's contained in our military. So, that's the best place to go.
Okay, and Dan, let me start here, because it seems like this is where the book starts in many ways, with something called Operation Anaconda. Can you lay that out for the audience? What was the objective? What were we trying to accomplish?
So, in Operation Anaconda was the first major military operation in America's response to 9/11. It was early in the war. This is February and March of 2002, and it really forms the backdrop for John's story. And it was designed as an operation to force the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda fighters who had converged in Afghanistan at the time against the mountains, and they would then be crushed by American firepower. Where John Chapman comes in and the rest of the real special operations guys was, there was a Delta Force operator and officer named Pete Blaber who was running missions behind the enemy lines, and he had SEALs from SEAL Team 6 and Delta Force operators, but they all had combat controllers embedded. And John was one of those combat controllers assigned to some SEALs from SEAL Team 6. And their mission went sideways when they were inserted on top of a mountain, which was it's a bit of a controversial thing. You can read about it in the book, but by events and leadership to go straight to their objective on top of a mountain by helicopter, and that's not what you do behind enemy lines. This was the catalyst that set in motion this chain of events that caused John to be left behind on the mountain. I'd happily expound on that if you wanted to hear about John's story, too, of course.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, because you mentioned that in the book that, you know, the helicopter was assigned, you know, let's get as close to the top of the mountain as possible. We'll land the helicopter, you guys disembark, and we'll do it that way. When you say that's not typically how it's done, how is it typically done, and why wasn't it done that way?
So if you're going to, what the other teams had all done under this Delta Force officer was they snuck in by foot, or actually four-wheeler ATVs with specialized suspensions, mufflers, and all that stuff to sneak in behind enemy lines. And the reason you don't use a helicopter is a helicopter is very loud, it's very obvious, it's very slow, and it's very vulnerable. And if you're going to insert behind enemy lines and you do it by a helicopter, everybody knows you're there. There's no doubt you have arrived. And it was forced by some leadership on the Navy part who were trying to get into this operation and introduce more of their forces. And it was a rush to judgment, and that was the unfortunate decision that was made. And in the military, you know, you lose your rights to refuse to do things. If you're told to do it, that's what you're going to do. And those guys were directed to go up there, and that's what they did. And for John Chapman, what happened is when they tried to insert, the helicopter came under fire from rocket-propelled grenades and heavy machine gun fire and got shot down, but a SEAL fell out of the back, and a guy named Neil Roberts, and everyone knows this battle now as Roberts Ridge. Well, the helicopter limped off and crashed. Now, your five remaining SEALs and John Chapman, the lone Air Force combat controller, you're faced with a decision that is actually a foregone conclusion. What do you do now? You go back. You have to. You left a guy. So they get in another helicopter and go back to the mountain, and the bad guys know you're coming. You know you're coming. Everybody knows you're coming back to that spot. And Neil Roberts had already been killed, but when they landed on the mountain, they came under fire from four directions, and John Chapman on his own, ahead of the SEALs, charged directly into a machine gun nest and killed the guys who were the most immediate threat, saving everyone's life from a distance of about 10 feet.
And Dan, what when happened, you say he charged this machine gun nest, is this where bunker number one is?
That's bunker one. And you got to remember, this is in knee-deep snow at 5 o'clock in the morning, in the dark, at 10,000 plus feet on a mountain, and he's charging straight uphill into point blank enemy fire to kill these guys, and he does it. And that alone qualified him for his first Medal of Honor.
And let me just mention this, because I don't know how unusual this is, but if you go to a DanSchillingBooks.com, you can actually see the video of what Dan is describing, which, you know, after I read your book, I watched the video. And it is absolutely amazing when you see this figure. You know, you see the Navy SEALs, and I can only imagine the confusion and the firefight that's taking place. But there's only one person running up to this, to Bunker One, and that is John Chapman.
Yeah, ahead of the other guys. Now, the other guys also converged up there. Actually, three of the remaining five converged up there. But this is where the story takes its turn. In the process of doing this, once John Chapman took control of the first and most dangerous bunker as a threat to the remaining SEALs, he got shot twice in the torso and mortally wounded. He was dying. He was going to die. And I've got the forensic pathology and the autopsy and all that stuff. And the SEALs are under fire. Another SEAL gets wounded, and the team leader makes the decision, we're going to retreat because this is untenable. We're all going to die if we stay here. And they never did see Neil Roberts. They didn't even realize it, but they had stumbled over him. So he made the decision to retreat, and he saw John go down, and he thought he was dead. When they retreated, they didn't actually physically check him. When the SEALs left, 20 minutes later, John Chapman recovered. We'll never know why the delay existed, but the fact is he came back like a Lazarus, and he found himself alone on this mountain, mortally wounded, with two dozen hardened Chechen and Uzbek fighters trying to displace him. And he held them at bay for 40 more minutes. And it's a remarkable display of that capability by this guy. But this is where the story really comes to the climax, is this. He survives hand-to-hand combat, multiple charges. They're shooting rocket-propelled grenades at him. Ultimately, he gets shot and receives shrapnel wound 10 times, penetrating wounds in his body between gunshot wounds, which were 9, and then shrapnel. And 40 minutes into this lone stand, he hears another helicopter, which is the third helicopter, laboring up the mountain. There's only one place it's going to be going. It's going to the top of this mountain. And John, who is in the process of dying, makes the decision to climb out of this bunker and literally attack these two dozen fighters on the mountain and hold them at bay so that they can't occupy his bunker and shoot down another helicopter. And he saves another 18 lives. And that act alone qualifies him for a second Medal of Honor. Now, he only received one last August 23rd. I was at the White House when the president conferred this medal on his widow. But the fact that he did this knowing he was going to die, and whether he knew he was already mortally wounded, we'll never know. But he surely recognized that if he did this, he was going to get shot. And he got shot through the heart, and his blood pressure dropped to zero, and he expired.
Dan, let me ask you this as someone who, and I can't even wrap my heart or my mind around this. Where does that kind of courage come from? Is it something that you're born with, or is it something? And I ask you because you have this experience, reading your biography, doing my due diligence on you. Where does this come from? Like, do they teach it in these military courses? Is it something you're born with? Because in a million years, I can't see myself doing that. And there's very few people that I can count in my life that I know that would have the wherewithal to do what John Chapman did and what people like him do every day that we aren't aware of. Where does that come from?
Well, I think it's a testament to the best traits of humanity. To Frank, it starts there. Now, John was an empathetic child. He was selfless to the nth degree. But that's not... I think these things happen. In my experience, and I can't speak for John, but and you can only ever speak for yourself when it comes to combat, courage like that is the necessity of action. And so if you have to do it, you'll just realize you'll do it. Ask any mother whose child is threatened, her ability to stand up to a gang of people who might try and kidnap her children. You're capable as an individual of unbelievable feats and acts of courage when you feel it has to happen. Now, we select for a higher degree for that in special ops, and then it's reinforced through years of training and trust and the brotherhood, because for John, this was an act of love. It's the ultimate act of love, if you ask me. And love is a great word to use in the battlefield, because that is selflessness when you sacrifice yourself.
I am so sorry. We are up against the break. We're talking to Dan Schilling, the author of Alone at Dawn. Please visit danschillingbooks.com. Order the book. Incredible video. Dan, we will have you back on. Thank you so much.